Thank you.
You've signed a pro contract here. How happy are you to have been able to have you make your place here?
Yeah, so happy. I mean, first for a professional contract has been a dream of mine since I was a child. So, I mean, it's a dream come true. And then coming here is extra special. You know, it just feels like a really close-knit community, and there's so much pride behind the badge that I've realized. And everyone from the coaching staff to the kitmen have been extraordinary, and it really feels like a special group that's here. So it just feels too good to be true, almost, to be first professional contract. And then, of course, being here in Montreal, great city, I'm enjoying it.
For how long have you known that you were going to earn that contract? As we've seen you around, there was some rumors or reports, but nothing official.
Yeah. I mean, coming in, they had told me, like, you have to go through preseason and earn your contract, earn your spot, earn your rights. So up until basically maybe a few days ago when they told me they're going to offer a contract, that's when I knew finally. So, I mean, but going through Tucson every day was going out there trying to prove myself, and then the same when we were out in Orlando. So every time was an opportunity to kind of go out there and, you know, get the contract. Never knew early. They always told me to fight for it, and then luckily they gave the good news somewhat recently.
Yeah, it's not a given. There's a lot of drafty that doesn't earn a professional contract. What was your mentality during the preseason, and what do you think impressed the organization to sign you?
Yeah, no, I'm really well aware that, you know, before coming in here, a lot of the draft picks, you know, you don't necessarily get the right to get a contract, so I knew that coming in. From my characteristics, I think no matter what, I'm going to leave everything out there. You know, I didn't want to leave anything to chance in a way, and, you know, leave every sweat that I had there. So I'm a hard worker. I think I run a lot. I like to run up the flanks, and kind of suits this style of play a little bit with the wing back. That it requires a lot of work to go up and down defensively and offensively. And I think I can fit that play style. And I think the coaches, for me, naturally, I felt comfortable with what they were kind of telling me. Obviously, it's pushing to another level from college to pro, but they were really encouraging with what they wanted from me, and I took it, and I understood exactly what they needed from me, and every day was just striving to get to that point and that type of player that they wanted in that position.
Are you known for your fitness? I remember when the team was here between Tucson and Orlando, there were some physical tests, and you were flying out there, if I remember correctly. Is it one of your strengths?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've always prided myself on running a lot. And in college, I think I did well in that too, where I consistently ran a lot. So I would say, yeah, stepping into those fitness tests and those kind of areas where it's just running, that's something that I think is what I'm good at. So I try and show that as best as I can in every opportunity. And yeah, I think running, I can do a little bit.
You went almost too fast, if I recall. Where did you rank finally in the test?
I think I got second in the beep test.
Yeah,
I was behind Joel. I'm kind of still a little salty about it, but, you know, I timed it a little wrong. You know, I couldn't pace myself learning the test, so maybe I'll come back stronger next year to get it, but, you know, second's not bad.
This weekend, the team's going to play against Inter Miami and Lionel Messi and all those players. How close are you to maybe earning minutes, maybe even this weekend or in the next few games?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm doing everything that I can to kind of get myself in a position where if the coach needs me, I'm there. It's at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches. So I trust their opinion and who they think should be out in the field and what they need at that moment. I hope it's me. I hope to play. But of course, I respect that. You know, it's early days, and I'm trying to do everything that I can to just show that I can be ready when the moment's right.
What do you think about the players that are here, like the that arrived here, like Coccaro and Martinez, like all those the offensive players that come here? Like, do you have, like, do they help you learn a bit more about the professional level here in MLS?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good point. They have a lot of experience around here, and, you know, when they walk into a locker room or they step onto the training field, there's a lot of professional attitude to them that I've been learning, and that's a transition. just on and off the field, how they take care of themselves is how I'm learning, and the level of consistency is some one of the themes that I've kind of picked up on. But yeah, these guys obviously have had great careers, and you know, they're still playing at this time, and they've been through numerous clubs. So I mean, it's something that I want to do and have a long career, you know, and play as long as they do. So I'm just soaking up every kind of thing that I can learn from them, and it's been good so far.
Now that you sign, what will be a good season in your mind?
Yeah, I think, you know, making an impact within the team is my forefront right now. Obviously, I want to have as big of a role as the coach will trust in me, and you know, as big as I can do here. I just want to help the team individually. Obviously, want to play as much as I can. I think every player wants to play, and I think it's rightfully earned. Whoever is on the training field doing well, and then on the game days, you know, it's inevitably up to the coach. But I just want to be consistent in my work and being reliable whenever I'm called upon.
What is your backstory? Do you have parents playing soccer? Who were the players you grew up admiring when you were a child?
Yeah, my dad was a baseball player, so never any soccer. My mom was a cheerleader, so not a lot of soccer going on with the family, honestly. But at an early age, I instantly was gravitating towards soccer fast, and like every summer camp that I wanted to do was soccer. So I grew up learning the game a little on my own. My dad kind of learned with me as he became a huge fan of me. Player that I looked up to has always been either Danny Alves or Eden Hazard have been my top two. So I'm a Chelsea fan, and so I've always liked following him. and so, you know, yeah, it's good. It's good growing up with, you know, not a lot of knowledge within the family, because, you know, we're all learning together, and it's been a great journey thus far.
Were you a wing back in college, or were you always a wing back?
Yeah. I actually came in as a forward for a little bit, and then that was how I got recruited, but quickly transitioned to see my strengths were more suited to kind of right back, and we transitioned sometimes to like three center backs, right back, and you know, I would switch around in the defense, but yeah, right wing back was the biggest area where I could have the most potential, and I think that's what helped me get me here today was playing that position.
How do you see your skill set right now fitting with what the coaches are asking? You've been through camp and the beginning of the season.
Yeah, of course. You know, I think I'm a technical player. I think there is a lot of my traits that have worked in the college game, but being in the pro level, everything kind of has to be amplified a little bit more, and the fundamentals have to be consistent and just, you know, right on point all the time. And so I'm learning, honestly, as much as I can. And I'm a lot of my strengths, speed, I'm using when I can, and just trying to translate as much as I can from, you know, from college to now upgrading it to this next level at pro.
I'm just curious, what would, did you have something to fall on to if you, like, there wasn't any contract? What was your plan B?
Honestly, this has been the road. You know, I would probably figure it out if it didn't, you know, but it's what I've always wanted. I always prided myself on doing everything that I can and not really thinking of a plan B, which some may say is reckless, but it's what I wanted at the end of the day. So, I mean, I was going to do everything I can and then figure it out after, but I'm glad it worked out. So now I'm here and can improve.
We're told you were a good student at UCLA. What did you study?
I studied political science. Yeah. Good student. You know, I did what I needed to do. A's and B's. You know, UCLA was a good school, so it was a good challenge for me on and off the field, and learned a lot. So I really enjoyed my time studying at UCLA.
Yesterday, Super Tuesday, or in the States?
Yeah, I saw it. I did see it. I think my family got out there and voted. So, I mean, yeah, it was a good day. Big day.
And how's the French?
Getting there. Working on it. You know, I got some trainers teaching me words. You know, I'm trying the best I can. It's got some room to grow, but early days.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys.